That's great news. I've been working on this since my election, and today we're seeing real delivery and not just plans for Mitchell Curry Park. It's a park I use regularly with my own young family, and one I know is hugely valued by the local community. And delighted to announce that upgrade works are officially began this week and will significantly improve facilities for children, families and park users of all ages.
Yeah, of course, and you've touched on it there. What exactly are these improvement works going to offer once the work is completed?
So people will know at the northern end, the end closer to Strand Hill Road, let's say, there's a toddler play area which was badly damaged down through the years. Now, that's going to benefit from completely new fencing, brand new rocking horses, a whole new centre of climb and flame and slide unit, and then it'll be all finished off with a lovely fresh covering of fresh bark to improve safety and play quality. And then the main playground, which runs up further in the southern direction there, the main playground will see older equipment removed. And there's some lovely new pieces. There's a new hexagon-shaped swing set, the swinging baskets, and there'll be two new climbing frames. And then all the remaining equipment will also receive maintenance and upgrades. So these playground works, which are very, very welcome, they're expected to be completed within 3 to 4 weeks' time. And what's great news as well is, in parallel to this, there's going to be works by a separate contractor beginning on a brand new calisthenics gym, which would be at the far end then, so the end that would run up towards Oakfield and I suppose what you call the southern end. Works begin on the calisthenics gym, and that would be providing modern outdoor fitness facilities for teenagers and adults. So this one is expected to be completed by the end of March. I think in general, Mitch and Curly Park, it's a great local amenity. These upgrades will make it even better for families like mine and for everyone else who uses the park. And I sincerely want to thank the Sligo Parks Department, headed up by Micheál Condren, for their hard work and cooperation in delivering these excellent improvements.